dictation for Arlene, A-R-L-E-N-E, Downs, D-O-W-N-S. October 11, 1936. Address as a letter to Megan, M-E-G-A-N, Boyk, B-O-Y-K, 802-5955. Dear Dr. Boyk, consultation for Mrs. Down, abnormal kidney function, comes accompanied with her daughter Linda, L-I-N-D-A. The second half of 2013, gastrointestinal bleeding, eventually diagnosis of colon cancer, perforation, septic shock, blood transfusion 5 units, ventilatory assistance, renal failure, requiring an ileostomy, was at nursing home Northwood, N-O-R-T-W-O-O-D, for 6 weeks, already home since October 2023. Appetite is variable. She lives alone, prepares her own meals, denies vomiting, dysphagia, no esophageal reflux, has an ostomy, no bleeding, denies changes in urination, cloudiness or blood, has chronic dyspnea, refuses to use oxygen, denies purulent material hemoptysis, uses inhalers as needed, never been tested for sleep apnea, she will not use it either, denies orthopnea PND, has chronic edema, wears compressing stockings, denies claudication symptoms, denies chest pain palpitation. Next paragraph, past medical history. Question CHF, atrial fibrillation. She denies the vein thrombosis, pulmonary embolism, TIS stroke, or liver abnormalities. She denies diabetes, kidney stone, infection in the urine, cloudiness or blood. The recent colon cancer and complications of surgery, including sepsis. Next paragraph. Surgeries include bilateral mastectomy for breast cancer, 20 years apart. No chemotherapy, radiation treatment, or hormonal problems. Colon cancer surgery, hysterectomy. Patient still has ovaries. This was done for fibroid, appendix, tubal ligation, umbilical hernia. Next paragraph, reported side effects to Entresto, lisinopril. Next paragraph, she starts smoking age 17, 2-3 packs a day, discontinued February 1999. Still doing nicotine gum. Also, alcohol, mostly wine and cocktails, discontinued 1999. No family history for kidney disease. Next paragraph, medications include, there is a long list, but apparently she's taking none of those. I just want to mention Dibumex, Aldactone, Potassium, Aspirin, Bisoprolol, Emiodarone, Protanix, Iron, Nurantin, Flonase, Vitamins, Calcium, Magnesium, Zinc, takes Benadryl for runny nose, Topical Cream, Singulair, Next paragraph, prison weight. She reports 121, but she looks heavier than that. 62 inches tall. Blood pressure 120 over 40 on the left side. Distant breath sounds, no palpable neck masses or JVD, no pericardial wrap, has an ostomy, no ascites tenderness, decreased hearing, normal speech, non-focal. I repeat, blood pressure 120, 40 on the left. Next paragraph, most recent chemistry is July. Creatinine 1.5, is being 1.32, 1.66, 1.38. Tracing back to at least September 2023, after all these gastrointestinal complications. Before that, creatinine was between 0.7 and 0.9. Most recent metabolic acidosis 18 with a high chloride 113, normal sodium potassium, poor nutrition, normal calcium phosphorus, malanemia 13.6. Prior urine sample, trace of protein or negative, negative for blood. An echocardiogram, although this is a year ago, there was a normal ejection fraction and no major abnormalities. Prior imaging. Gallbladder stones without obstruction, large liver, this was at the time of sepsis. A CAT scan with contrast, there was no obstruction, she has bilateral renal cyst, there was no urinary retention. Again, this was done at the time of perforated bowel, pneumoperitoneum sepsis, requiring a right-sided hemicolectomy. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. Patient develop complications, gastrointestinal bleeding, colon cancer, bowel resection, septic shock, respiratory assistant, did not require dialysis, kidney function appears stable since that time. She's not interested in dialysis. At the same time, there is no symptoms of uremia, encephalopathy, pericarditis, or volume overload. She declines to take pretty much all medications. She's been a heavy smoker with COPD abnormalities. The cancer was adenocarcinoma. The last echo did not show valve abnormalities or low ejection fraction or right-sided heart failure. The prior imaging did not show obstruction or urinary retention. We will monitor chemistries over time. She's reluctant to go and take any of these pressing medications as she's clinically stable. I did not insist to restart those as she has obligated GI losses from the ostomy, and blood pressure does not appear to be too high or too low, and there was no evidence for pulmonary edema. We will follow chemistries and keep educating patients. All questions answered. End of dictation.